This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about a rainstorm of blessings awaits you. During the Lent season, we talked about how this time represents the perfect time to remodel your prayers and to examine your spiritual growth. We said it's like watching the before and after images of a house being remodeled on, let's say, an HGTV. Now, keeping that same line of thinking, we know what it looks like when we remodel a room. Let's say you wanted to open a room up so that more light could enter it. You would simply rearrange the furniture, moving those pieces that are obstructing the light. And sometimes moving just one piece of furniture can shift the energy of the entire room. The same can be true for our spiritual lives. We have to move out those things that are obstructing our light and that are blocking us from more. And this is what happened to the Israelites when Elijah confronted them. The Israelites had been enduring a severe drought, and during that time they wavered back and forth between worshiping God and a false god, Baal. And when the Israelites ultimately chose God, Elijah knew without a doubt that a shift in their circumstances would soon follow, and they would go from a severe drought to a mighty rainstorm. Sometimes we can see the need to repurpose a room, but we continue to walk past that room day after day. The same can be true for our lives. We see the need for a change, but we postpone taking action, all the while postponing our mighty rainstorm of blessings. Tune into the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel today as I share more about a little rift between my hubby and me about our living room furniture. But before you do so, remember these words: I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. So today, think rainstorm.